The top of the news this Wednesday evening, UN peacekeeping spokesman Colonel Jean-Paul Dietrich today said Congolese army troops have reportedly raped civilians near the town of Kanyabayonga during the course of violent attacks earlier this week. The situation in the Kivu provinces of the Congo have been tense since a Tutsi rebel force captured large parts of the area. The United Nations Security Council is being asked to send more peacekeepers to the region to keep it from turning into a regional war like the one which killed nearly 4 million people in a 5-year conflict which ended in 2004. Charles Collins has this report.
Fighting between Tutsi rebels and pro-government troops and militias has subsided into sporadic clashes in recent days as African leaders pressed both sides to avoid a regional war. Fears of this were raised when Angola announced it would support the Congolese government in the conflict with troops. Weeks of violence have forced more than 250,000 people to flee their homes or ramshackle camps where they had taken shelter, bringing the number of internal refugees from years of fighting above 1 million people. United Nations Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Alain Leroy has just returned from Central Africa. On Tuesday, he briefed the 15-nation Security Council on the situation, making a request for 3,000 more troops and police to reinforce the 17,000-strong Congo peacekeeping mission, which is the largest UN force in the world.
We consider additional forces would be very much needed, especially mobile forces. We don't have a reserve. We would like very much to have a mobile battalion to be able to come in case there is a specific incident. We need a mobile battalion to be able to come as soon as possible.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to take swift action on the request, pointing out that over 100,000 of the refugees are desperate and virtually cut off from aid. I'm Charles Collins.